Let's pick up on that story highlighted in the news and covered briefly for us by our EWN reporter colleague, Alpha Ramoshwana. Former President Thabo Mbeki on the campaign trail, walking back, as the Americans would put it, walking back an earlier decision where he'd made very, very clear that he would not be campaigning for the ANC. So what does all this mean? Lukhona Mguni is head of policy and research at the Rivonia Circle and a keen observer of South African political trends. Mr. Mguni, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Do you think Thabo Mbeki would have done this if another former president, Jacob Zuma, hadn't stepped into the fray leading the MK party? Are the two connected or not at all in your mind?
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. I do think that there are some, interesting connections of the two events. You will remember that for the better part of last year, former President Thabo Mbeki spent a lot of time really lecturing the ANC on its wrongs and continued wrongdoing. And you'll remember the very long and lengthy letter that he wrote to Deputy President Paul Mashatile,
right,
lamenting really the behavior of the ANC, particularly some of the decisions it was taking in Parliament, and how those were impacting the image of the ANC, but also just the architecture of our democratic institutions. So you're quite correct to say this is a walking back, and I will tell you a quick story, John. Doing research in a focus group and somebody saying, you know what, I used to be an ANC volunteer and member, but this year, last year, I took a decision that I wouldn't vote for the ANC this year. But the emergence of MK has actually made me undo my decision and say I will vote for the ANC because these MK people are actually out there to embarrass the ANC, and therefore I will go back and try and help the ANC fight against this constructed embarrassment by people who literally gave the ANC quite a bad image. So there is a sense of understanding the severity of the threat that the MK party, poses, and it's not out of any. It's not out of any illusion why the first stop for the former president was Jabulani, because you'll remember that former President Jacob Zuma made his announcement on the 16th of December in Soweto. So it's quite symbolic in terms of where he's going just ahead of the launch of his book tomorrow evening.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Lukhona, indeed. Let me ask you this. What difference does this make for the ANC? Is this just a way of saying, okay, well, we are less fractious and fragmented than it sometimes appears? Or do you think the former president, Thabo Mbeki, is in fact something of a vote-getter? I mean, does he have some pull that will either bring a non-voting ANC member into a position where they say, okay, if he's doing it, I'd better do it? Or might he reach beyond the ANC's particular borders?
Well, John, much like some people don't understand why former President Jacob Zuma has such a following, generally all political leaders eventually, create what we might call, and this is not even a product of their own doing, but this is the phenomenon that happens. They create a cultish following that will do and go wherever that particular leader goes. And I do think that former President Mbeki, if he had said people must go and vote for MK, there may well be some people who go and vote for MK because there are people who listen to him. So the ANC wants him to be seen. I don't think he believes in what he's doing. I just think it's a legacy project of trying to rescue some credibility for the ANC. But he does not by any means, and I don't think he would, John, if you asked him, say he no longer believes that, why should he go and campaign for the ANC when he knows very well that the branch leader of the ANC in this area or the councillor is a criminal.
Right.
That has not changed. But I do think that there are also some difficulties of seeing, the ANC lose power in front of your eyes when you feel you may have done something. about it. The last thing, John, it's not even about, I don't even call it anymore about vote getting. So elections, there's what, of course, we call the air war, which is the things that, which are the things that happen in the air, like now we are discussing. We are not having a discussion about any other party. Maybe had President Mbeki not gone to campaign, you would be discussing something different.
Yes.
It's what I call blocking of the airwaves.
Yes, yes.
And those cameras that were following former President Mbeki, as they roll out former President Mutlande, as they roll out President Ramaphosa, former Deputy Presidents Baleka Mbete and Phumzile Mlambo-Ngcuka, where do editors choose to take their cameras? There are smaller parties, new parties that are going to suffer. And it's part of blocking them out of the conversation. It's part of making them unseen, because you've got enough an arsenal of people to actually take the cameras away from those parties. So whilst we might think this is only just about getting votes, it's not just only about that. It's also about making sure that the thing that is in front of people's eyes as many times and as often as possible, the thing that is in many people's ears as many times and as often as possible, is the name of the ANC. And suddenly the voter doesn't even know that other possibilities and alternatives exist, because they no longer have the space in the airways.
Lukona, how do you think they might use, and I don't mean use as in manipulate, but put to use, let me frame it that way, former President Thabo Mbeki, I mean, what more might the ANC get out of him, and what more do you reckon he might be willing to do? And by the way, a third question linked to that is will that make any kind of difference really in the final numbers?
Look, I mean, there are constituencies, John, that are quite still nostalgic about, you know, the TM days. Is it not interesting that the book that is being launched on the eve of an election is a compilation of his ANC Today letters that, you know, so many people used to read and debate and spark real, at times even controversial debates in the public? And you would know, John, you were a seasoned journalist already in those days.
Right.
These were really subject for conversation. People used to discuss them around lunch tables in their workplace and so on. So it's probably to try and reach out to that disillusioned, in some instances, lapsed ANC voter, that voter that might have protested and left for the Congress of the People, which in 2009, when the ANC was very strong, but COPE managed to get about 1.3 million votes.
Right.
So if you can get at least 100,000 of those votes through Thabo Mbeki, those are two seats more secured, perhaps.
Absolutely.
So it's really to create what I would call a moral dilemma for the voter. Because, I mean, I think that's where former President Mbeki is as well. Create a moral dilemma for the voter. I mean, he says something in Jabulani that people were really happy to, you know, as he was interacting with them, they really have a belief that their problems will really be solved. But on stage, he's standing with the very people who have failed the province of Gauteng, who are in government and are failing the province of Gauteng, whether they are failing it in the manner in which they run coalitions in the metros or the decisions that they take as a provincial government. So there's no way that any right-thinking person, I would say, believes that you can just whitewash you know, the sins of the ANC by placing Thabo Mbeki on the campaign trail. But you do create a serious moral dilemma for people to say, maybe, just maybe, let's give the ANC a final chance, another chance. If former President Mbeki is willing to come back after all the things that he has said, after him wanting President Ramaphosa to be present in the ANC to discuss Palapala and to account, and he was quite scathing and angry, went to see the top seven and all of these things. So if he can at least, you know, bury that and come out and close ranks for the benefit of the movement, maybe I too need to do that. And there will be a number of those kind of people who are soft ANC voters, in the sense that they are looking for alternatives, but this may just be the one thing that helps them justify why they deploy their vote for the ANC once more.
Thanks so much, Lukona Mguni, Head of Policy and Research at the Rivonia Circle. Your turn now. I mean, the significance, if any, in your mind of former President Thabo Mbeki out on the campaign trail wearing ANC colors and urging people to support the party. People will not see that as a simple washing away of all the other things he said, and very critical ones at that, about the state of the ANC and the way they've run the provinces they govern and the country over which they have control as well. But what do you think? Does this change anything for you? Will it change anything in the final vote count? Your thoughts, please, on 072 702 1702.